From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The nation's mayors are holding a summit in Washington to discuss potential terrorism threats in their cities. Many mayors are calling for the federal government, especially the FBI, to share more information with local officials who are on the front lines of any attack and response. They also want more money to help handle the costs of increased protection. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Since September 11th, cities across the nation have faced a new set of realities and challenges. They've installed metal detectors at city halls, provided increased security around reservoirs, power plants, and port facilities, and tried to assure anxious citizens their schools are safe and neighborhood festivals can go on as planned. Meeting in Washington this week, more than 200 members of the U.S. Conference of Mayors have a number of requests of the federal government. Perhaps none are more urgent than better communication. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says local officials are providing intelligence but getting little in return.
The federal government has to understand that the eyes and ears of the nation are local police, county, state, and the citizens. And this philosophy, need to know, has prevailed far too long. And you can't blame one administration or the other. It's just the bureaucracy. Need to know. No one knows.
FBI Director Robert Mueller addressed the mayors, promising one of his highest priorities was improving the Bureau's frosty relationship with local law enforcement. He admitted that the lines of communication have not always been as open as they should be, but he said the Bureau is working to correct that and is sharing more information.
The FBI is not withholding significant information due to security concerns. The fact is, much of the information we have can be released to law enforcement. But the fact is also that often, on most occasions, our information is simply not as specific or developed as we would all like it to be.
Several mayors pointed to a general warning from the FBI last week that additional terrorist attacks could be expected. Pittsburgh Mayor Thomas Murphy said his city was on the list of potential targets, but the warning was not completely helpful.
We're glad to have the information, but we're sort of left out there to guess where it's going to be and how we ought to respond.
Another problem mentioned often by mayors was money. Most every city has experienced an increase in police costs, with officers working extended shifts, and many face higher capital costs to install security devices and buy new biohazard equipment. Philadelphia Mayor John Street said his budget was being terrorized.
We have the Liberty Bell, and we have Independence Mall, and we have these great national artifacts, and it represents a serious challenge. And we want to cooperate. We want to do our part. How do we pay for it?
The government officials in attendance today didn't have many answers for that one. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said there would be additional resources for public health, including an immediate $3 million to states and cities faced with anthrax threats. Mayors are hoping some of the economic stimulus program working its way through Congress might reach City Hall, too. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.